morning, good evening, wherever you're listening to us. Welcome to the We Rate Ads podcast. I'm your host, Alec, with my co-host, Max.
Good morning, good afternoon.
So today we're going to run through a couple spots for the Grammys. Last week we did the Super Bowl. The Grammys, I guess, would be the one of the Super Bowls of, I'm going to call it the NBA Finals of the award shows, with the Oscars being number one. But yeah, we have a couple topics for you guys today. But first, hope you're liking the show. Feel free to subscribe and rate us on podcast platforms of your choice. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, Anchor. On Anchor specifically, feel free to write in any questions to us. We love, you know, let us know any questions, topics, concerns, any ads. Feel free to send our way across Anchor or email us at werateads.com or send us them on Twitter, Instagram at WeRateAds on Instagram and WeRateAdsPod on Twitter. That's it for housekeeping,
So last week we did the Super Bowl. It just so happens that our first two episodes are big events that are very popular for advertising. Our plan is to get into Facebook ads and Instagram ads in the future and maybe even Google ads.
Our favorite.
Rate those and talk about those. But because it's topical, we will discuss the Grammys ads. And specifically today, we want to keep this episode short and brief. We chatted about this and we thought the clear winner of the Grammy ads was Apple.
Yeah.
They had two different campaigns that they ran throughout the event. One was the Animoji campaign that they've been running for maybe a year now, 9 months. And I know Alec is a big fan of that. I was a big fan of the other campaign that they ran that they've also been running for a while called Behind the Mac. So Alec, do you kind of want to give us your two cents and your thought on the Animoji campaign, what you thought was cool about the Grammy side
sure.
of it?
Yeah, so I do think when Animojis first launched, I think it was a pretty brilliant campaign. They kind of took over what everyone was already doing with karaoke and emoji karaoke. And I thought that was, you know, pretty clever for them to lean into it, which Apple usually sets their own course, right? You don't see them kind of appealing to trends. So that was nice to see it first. I think they're getting a little too cutesy with them, depending on the campaign. But I thought the Grammys ones were pretty well done. I think the first one was about Ariana Grande. And I'm not a big fan of her, but I would say I think it was pretty well executed. I think the Behind the Mac that Max was mentioning, I think those are very Apple, and I think those are actually some of my favorites. But what I would say is the Animoji is them, you know, leaning into their younger base and just kind of having more fun, which you don't see Apple have too often. Typically, it's kind of their messaging and a lot more inspirational. I would say one of my favorite ads, and I wish they would just keep syndicating this over winters, is the AirPod, the singing one, where she and she hands it off to, that was one of my favorite Apple ads of all time. But yeah, no, what do you think about the Animoji ads?
Yeah, I think when the Animojis first came out, they were a little creepy.
Yeah.
I think they've really grown on people. I saw an article literally yesterday that said how AirPods went from the laughingstock of millennials to a millennial status symbol. I think Animojis are actually kind of the same thing. At first, people were laughing at them. They thought they were creepy. It was clever with the karaoke. You're right. I forgot about that, Alec. So thanks for bringing that up. The karaoke was clever. And I think now with the Ariana Grande spot that they did, I think that just takes it to a whole new level. And it opens up to an entire campaign, maybe even a TV show that they're going to produce on their next streaming.
Music.
Yeah, whatever they call their next streaming service that they're coming out with, you know, making a cartoon style Animoji thing. But my question is very simply, who came up with Animojis? Was it the advertising team at Apple or was it the product software dev team? Right. Because I've created my own Animoji and I've used it a couple times. I don't really see too many people using it, but it's freaking brilliant on an ad platform or you know, on the ad space or in the ad world, I should say. And I think what's really clever about ads like that is when most ads are cars driving around or just funny things going on, when the TV itself just becomes white background, it immediately creates more light when you're in a bar, right? So when it's showing at a Grammy, at the Grammys, or when it's showing at the Super Bowl, or when it's showing at the NBA Finals, which I know they ran a lot of Animoji ads during the NBA Finals, you know, I think it really is eye-catching and it makes you think. But I would love to hear from someone at Apple, was that a marketing ploy?
Yeah.
And if so, brilliant. If not, you know, good for the advertising team to spot that and turn it into an ad campaign.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have someone from that agency in, because I'm also curious, did they actually mocap these people? Did they take Ariana Grande and another one was Khalid, right? Was the other one?
I don't know. Was it Khalid?
I think it was the other one was, yeah. I mean, that'd be amazing if they had them actually sitting there with an iPhone, like mocapping them.
That would be brilliant.
That'd be brilliant. I mean, they should release like a behind the scenes for that, because then that's just showing like truth to their product.
That would go more viral on YouTube than
exactly
the actual ad itself.
Yeah.
But I guess let's chat about the Behind the Mac ad. That's one of my all time favorites. Although, wait, one really quick last comment about the Animoji thing. You mentioned that that was the most fun that Apple's had in a long time, and they generally don't do that. The Animojis are reminding me of the original commercials that came out for the iPod.
Yes.
When it was just a silhouetted person dancing, and there was a bunch of colors in the background. That was an all-time great ad campaign, and I think this is the modern-day version of that, using Face ID, new technology, you know, just to see how Apple has kind of progressed their fun side of their campaigns.
Yeah, that's an amazing comparison. That was now, what, 15 years ago? Like,
that's nuts.
I'm curious, like, we live in New York, so we should be able to really see these things, but I'm curious if we're going to start seeing billboards, like how we used to see, like when we were kids.
Good question.
With just the still of it. I actually knew someone who danced in one of those.
Really?
Yeah, the Afro girl.
We have to get her on the show.
Yeah.
We have to get her on the show.
Definitely reach out to her.
But I actually have, at one of my friend's bat mitzvahs, you know, they have those little photo booths.
Yep.
One of them was to silhouette you dancing.
That's so cool.
I have it in my room back in California.
That's so cool.
And it says, I Bidna.
Yeah.
Right?
So, like, do we think these campaigns will take off like that? I mean, that was just, like, iconic. Like, that in now they're probably in, like, textbooks. But those are going to be like a case study. I mean, those are.
Yeah, I would say that they have the potential
new.
To be.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they have
new.
The potential to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, to contrast that with their other spot at the Grammys that they've also been running for a while, Behind the Mac, the most classic possible Apple ad I think you could have. And I tweeted about this. And Alec brought it up before we started recording, but I was literally sitting on my sofa watching the Grammys, and I had my MacBook Pro on my lap. It was almost like a emotional feeling, as ridiculous as that sounds. It's the modern day version of their Genius ad.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to say other than I thought it was brilliant. I really hope they run it a lot. I really haven't seen too many ads specifically for Mac in the last 15, 20 years that promote Mac or MacBook Pro specifically in the laptop. So I thought that was brilliant. I thought it was a good mix of celebrity, right? It had Paul McCartney. It had
Bono.
I
think Oprah was with Bono or something.
Oprah, yeah. But also random people that you just don't know.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was a part of the commercial because I was literally sitting on my laptop looking at that. And I thought that was just Apple at its finest.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that will be a popular topic of the show going forward.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's almost like a Nike crossover with like Just Do It, like showing like showing that product in, you know, what would be like its pinnacle use case, right? You have like artists, musicians, you have kind of everyone across the board. And I think the one that they show, because they have a few iterations of that, I believe. They have the black background, which is the one they showed at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have the white one, which is more appealing to like visual artists. But the black background is more musicians. So it's interesting, like it's, you know, perfect alignment, obviously, for the Grammys. But what was so interesting is you have Apple going back to, and this is why I love it, you have Apple kind of going back to its roots of Apple really did start as this platform. Like they had an exclusive partnership with Adobe, I believe, right? Like Adobe launched on Mac, mm-hmm. where it was like Apple for a while was the computer of like the creators in terms of like Photoshop and
artists.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, for them to go back to that is great. And then it's always, you know, inspiring. Like they throw, you know, Nikes and they film these world class athletes running. And it's like, this is the pinnacle performance of like our shoe, like kind of use it and you can become this, right?
Yeah.
Just like very like bottom layer. But it's like inspirational in a way where Apple doing this with Behind the Mac, I think is great.
That's a great comparison, Alec. I feel like when you watch a Nike ad and you're wearing Nikes, you feel the kind of the same way. Ooh, I am like this awesome
I can go for
person.
A run.
I'm also like Serena Williams or LeBron or Tiger Woods, right? And you don't really get that with technology. I think it's a game changer, this behind the Mac ad. It takes the genius ad from years ago and makes it more modern and makes it more fresh and applies it to me.
And they're running into that inspiration.
Or you or everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's kind of what they were really trying to drive home. And I think we'll see more of these. And I think this is a campaign that will keep reoccurring, right? Even if in like 5 years, every 5 years, we just kind of get a new iteration of it. Like, what has the last 5 years of this Mac generation done? And it's not that hard, right, to find people, especially in like that creative and like artist space. Not that hard to find people who even, I mean, those pictures very easily could have not even been a shoot. You know, I wonder actually, were those stage shots or were those just from the shows, right? I mean, I'd love to get someone from the Animoji team and the Behind the Mac team in here. So again, if you're listening.
There's clearly a direction of the show, which is having these people on, and hopefully we get enough clout to ask them to come on and have them as guests. But yeah, let's rate these. I'm pumped to rate these. I think these performed a lot better than the Super Bowl. Man, if they ran these during the Super Bowl,
they'd be
the talk of the town. But all right, let's go through it. The should we do the Animoji campaign as a whole or the Ariana Grande Animoji?
I have different ratings for both.
Okay, let's do both. Let's do both.
For sure. So I would say in terms of what the Grammys did, I would give them a 6 out of 10 just because they get a little too cutesy for me.
Okay.
I would do the whole campaign and like where I think they could take this. And I don't think they're actually taking it far enough. I don't think they're really capitalizing on these as often as they should be. I would rate that like an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Upwards of what they could create with it.
Yeah.
I mean, they release like every iOS, even I think they're releasing now in like 0.2, 0.4, whatever it is, they're releasing like 4 more Animojis, right? Use those to promote it, you know, get people talking about it, get people sharing it. I still have a home button, right? Like, make me upgrade based on Animojis.
Yeah. So I'm going to give the Grammy Animoji a 7 out of 10. I thought it was very well done, and I thought it was relevant. I thought they took the karaoke thing, which they could have just done, and they made it modern. They took Ariana Grande's super most popular song and they made it relevant, which I thought was great. The overall campaign, I'm going to give a 9 out of 10. I think it's classic Apple. I don't think it's a 10 because I do think it's a little cutesy. Although, you know, it really does appeal and pull in every age demographic. But yeah, I think the overall Animoji campaign is a 9 out of 10. And I think it's just Apple being Apple.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped to award my first 10 out of 10.
Oh, let's go.
Alex, second out of 10.
Let's
to
hear it.
The Behind the Mac ad. I think this is one of the best Apple ads ever made, actually. And just like you said, it's Nike, it's Apple, it's everything that you'd want in an ad. You feel towards it, whether you have your laptop on your on your lap like I did or not, right? It establishes that cool people doing big things use the product the same way that Alec is recording our podcast on an Apple right now. And I think it's one of the best of all time.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say I'd love to give it a 10 out of 10. I'll give it a 9 because I would love to see these iterated in video. I think Apple has some of the best video ads, like I said before, about the AirPods. There's just, you know, an endless list. This reminded me of the Washington Post ad with the Super Bowl, where it was just, you know, the images going over and over. And I think that's great. And I think Apple does do that well as well. But I would love to see this in a video format. And then it would probably be a 10 out of 10 for me because they have, even if this isn't pre-planned set, then even I'm sure they have stock footage from all these artists, all these people, right? Them operating on a Mac. So I'd love to see that in video form. But yeah, amazing campaign. To me, this is like classic Apple. This is like the inspiration that they should be going for, right? Getting people. I'd like to see it with the iPhone too, because they do have a lot of people who create on iPhones and kind of what goodness can come out of that, like what inspiration can come from there.
That's so true. Yeah, that makes me think of the modern Adidas ads, that Adidas is for creators, and they really tried to focus on influencers, people using their phones to create content, grow their Instagram following.
Yeah. It's like the photo.
Yeah, exactly.
Shot with iPhone.
Exactly. So I think, you know, in a similar way, they could absolutely pivot the behind the Mac to behind the X, the iPhone X or whatever they want to call it. They didn't hire me, so I'm not there. But I think it's just classic Apple being Apple, and I think it's one of their all-time greats.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, we'd love to hear. Shoot us.
Love to hear your own ratings.
Yeah, shoot us in the YouTube comments. Let us know on Anchor. You can respond to these as a. There's actually a dial-in that you can send to us, and we can respond to them. Feel free to add in the comments themselves on Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, feel free to DM us, send us some of your favorite Grammy ads, send us some of your favorite Apple ads. We'd love to see them, compare them. I'm sure we'll do a Hall of Fame for Apple episode here in the next couple weeks. Yeah, so I mean, that's it for this week. A little bit shorter of an episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. Like I said, feel free to subscribe and rate us on a podcast platform of your choice. And we'll see you next week.